I will not miss the press set up here at the Metrodome. So, no, this is a tough place to play. I'm very impressed with our football team tonight. Obviously, the adjustments that that you have to make throughout the week, really the last 2 weeks. Coming into the game, we were concerned about the return game, and you know the opening kickoff, you know, speaks to that. But this is the way our team responded. The offense responds with a 15-play drive. A lot of good things on offense. We didn't punt. We were able to get in and out of different personnel groups. We really haven't done a lot of that this year. You know, so we really kind of had to change the style and the management of our game. I can't give Aaron Rodgers and our players enough credit for doing that. It was adjustment coming into the game, and they handled it extremely well. So very productive on offense. Special teams, I thought they definitely responded. The return game was definitely, in my opinion, the strength of the film study going in, you know, what we saw from their football team. And Micah Hyde return was a huge play in the game and a great momentum builder for us. Defensively, I thought we did a lot of really good things on defense, especially starting up front. The penalty area drives are the things that will stand out in the correction process for us. But big win. All division games are tough. We're 5-2. We're getting better. You know, we got better tonight as a football team. Our young guys got exposed to a tough environment, a hard-nosed division game, and so we'll have a chance to grow from this. So very pleased, obviously, with the victory tonight. With that, I'll take your questions.
So many long, sustained drives on offense tonight. Yeah. Did you kind of feel it was going to be that way going in?
Well, we came in with the run-pass mindset, and you know, they played us a lot of two-shell early. So and really their defensive game plan was they really put it on their defensive front, which their defensive front's playing extremely well right now. So with that, there's a lot of movement up front. Our linemen did a great job communicating. We made some adjustments during the course of the game. The backs were patient. So, but we did come in here with a run-pass mix mindset.
Mike, what did you like about Jordy in the slot?
I like Jordy everywhere. I mean, Jordy just does it right all the time. I mean, he can play any position. He can run any route. His body language is something that, young receivers should take note of. He's an excellent target for a quarterback to throw to, and you can see obviously on the corner throw where Aaron puts the ball. There's a lot of trust there. So, Jordy's opportunity really came to sloppy, frankly due to the injuries. But he can play anywhere, and as far as all the four positions on four receivers. Excuse me.
Mike, was this one with Aaron Shepard?
Yeah, it really is. I think this is, really shaping up to be one of Aaron's best years. I mean, Aaron's had a lot of challenges, Monday through Saturday, that don't show up on a stat sheet. So, just the change, just trying to, get on the same page with younger players, trusting the game plan, because when you are as productive as we've been, that there was such a comfort with our no huddle and just, we really felt like we were really rolling on all cylinders. So now we've kind of had to go in a different direction. And he has to command it. And this thing wouldn't work without him.
Coach, if he got injured, would you give Brett Favre a call?
Come on now. Let's – hell of a football game tonight. I'm going to talk about the game.
You struggled early in the year on third downs. I think you were 13 for 17 tonight. I guess where have you guys made the big strides there?
What was the first part of your question?
I guess you struggled a little bit early in the year on third downs, but you were
in the game?
No, not today, but early in the season, I mean. But today you're 13 out of 17.
Yeah, I mean, we played seven games. So, third down was not quite what it needed to be early in the year. I know there were some transition plays in the no huddle, but, the third and fourth down plays were huge in our ability to extend drive. So, just really ran our offense. It was really execution of our players.
Talk about the decision when you had James Starks go in and his productivity and have that balance.
Well, I mean, you never really want to just go run one guy 30 times. I mean, I've said that from the beginning. I mean, everybody wants a 15, 16-yard rusher. I've always been happy with 1,100-yard rusher because, I plan on being in the playoffs. So, I want him running the same way in January and February as he runs in September, October. You got to be conscientious of that. So, especially with Eddie Lacy's running style. I mean, this guy's not he's not juking people. He's running through arm tackles. He's a forward lean runner. So you definitely want to get into some type of rhythm running the football, and those, and both those guys hit that today. And that's when it's, you know, that's why you want to call plays. You stay in favorable down distance. You can be aggressive in the pass game when you want to, and you know you still hand it off, and these guys are going to get the hard yards.
On the other side, how important was it to kind of keep Peterson bottled up?
Well, that was our focus. I mean, coming in here, I would make no bones about it. You know, we watched the Monday night game, and you know, they went a different direction with their quarterback. I've always felt that their offense starts with Adrian. I mean, Adrian's a great player. So to have success against them as a football team, not only as a running back, I mean, he creates a momentum, a personality, an attitude, and adrenaline on their sideline, you know, especially in this stadium. So he was definitely our focus.
Your rookie left tackle shut out
Allen. David's playing very well. You know, we're obviously very conscious of Jaren Allen. I think Jaren's having an excellent year. So we were very conscious of how we set the run game and in our protection. So but David did a heck of a job. You know, I tell you, our left side with Josh Sitton's having another great year. And David is just getting better and better each week. And I just can't say enough for a young man to play with the consistency that he's played right out of the gate here in his rookie season. Absolutely, and that goes back to Aaron. I mean, you're talking about quarterback getting his timing down, and there's a trust factor, because I mean, it isn't like they're just going out there running hook routes, and he's you're talking about back shoulders and tight slants, certain plays off the slot, key route out there, and Miles makes a corner miss and goes 12 yards for a first down. So, both those young guys had a good night. They're getting better.
Mike, what was the talk at halftime, playing as well as you did in the first half, but then to give up that late touchdown?
Well, really the talk at halftime, offensively, was we wanted to pick the tempo up. You know, we felt like we had them in some long drives, and we wanted to continue the tempo and press the line of scrimmage and, frankly, take care of the football, and because we knew we were going to score points. Defensively, we had a couple, too many missed tackles, and then the two penalty 80 drives were the two things really in the first half. Other than that, I thought our defense was playing very well. And then special teams, we had the one, kickoff return, and that was really the message.
Can you talk about what your secondary took away, Greg?
Well, I mean, you got to give credit to the players. I mean, I don't think we didn't do anything drastically different schematically, and our guys played very well. I mean, we have an understanding of Greg, and Greg has an understanding, obviously, of our players. So, just take my hat off to our secondary.
And the performance of your linebackers with three starters inactive.
Yeah. I mean, it's really the description of our football team. I mean, our inside and outside linebacker group has been hit with injury. Our receiver group. So those three areas we've really been. Spent a lot of time on, adjusting different packages to try to compensate for that, and our guys are doing a great job.
Two more?
Take any souvenirs from the Metrodome?
Souvenir? I kept my field pass, so I was conscious of that.
Yeah. Mike, were you surprised that Jordy was able to get open as frequently as he was, given that he was going to be, a concentration for their defense?
I would say I was surprised. I mean, that's the way you set your plan, and you try to feature a player and by making him the primary receiver, but we don't drop back and throw it to one guy. So if we're trying to feature a player, we'll try to highlight him in a progression. But Aaron does an excellent job, and it's just frankly the way the quarterback's trained is to go through his progression. So but like I said, Jordy can play any position. Our receiver, the 1-2 and 3 and the 4, and he's just so consistent. So. Didn't surprise me at all. Thank you.
Thanks.